So are the so-called medical experts losing the plot a bit? Calls yesterday from one at Otago that Auckland needs to go to level four. Rod Jackson now famously said at the weekend that he's freaking out. Michael Plank is a picture of doom, saying we don't have very long to act. There's a guy called Dion O'Neill. He says we're on the edge of a precipice and it's going to sweep through Auckland. Even Chris Hipkins yesterday seemed to indicate that things are not under control or close to it. Infectious disease expert at Otago University, David Murdoch, back with us. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Should I freak out?
It is quite complex at the moment, isn't it? And I think we've been used to a situation with the elimination strategy that was working for a very long time and able to suppress community transmission. We knew what to do and we had our drill, but now it's with this Delta outbreak, it's a little more complicated.
Exactly. Nobody knows what to do. So Waikato has got a couple of unlinked cases. Northland's got a recalcitrant. And Auckland, Northland has recalcitrant and Auckland has growing numbers. There's different games, is there anything we can do that we understand, or is it this, it will be what it will be?
Well, you're right, we're learning as we go, but we also learn from overseas. So there's a constant look across at other places that have similar population and going through similar experience, and as well as the modelling. So all of these information from a variety of sources. We have limited, as we all know, we've got limited tools in our toolbox, but you know the concerns that I think we all have is obviously the vaccination program. We're very, very fortunate to have a very safe and effective vaccine, and we just really need to get our numbers up, and particularly the vulnerable parts of the community. Yeah. We know this virus will seek out the unvaccinated and the vulnerable. So, you know, that's a concern. Delta, yes, it's much harder to keep under control. And I guess just, you know, how we manage that in the meanwhile, as well as protecting the health system and preparing the health system for whatever's next.
One so-called expert was busy saying we need to vaccinate as close to 100% of the population as we can. I'm sure in theory that's true. In reality, it isn't. Given it isn't, how long do we go on pretending we need to do something that isn't going to happen before we actually pull the trigger and just get on with life?
Yeah, well, as name, it is actually correct. You know, we do need to vaccinate as many as we can. But, of course, the reality is we'll never
exactly
get there. But that's the aim. I mean, I think that's a realistic aim. But, yes, I think what you're really identifying is, you know, what is the decision? What is the end of that? You know, when have we reached that point? And, yes, I mean, that's quite a challenge, just knowing that. But clearly we are under at the moment and we need to get up there.
Can we say the Auckland numbers that we're watching creep up at the moment, can we say that contact tracing is letting us down to a degree that gold standard we once hoped for and never got to isn't actually working?
No. In fact, we've ramped up the system really well. It is the Delta. It is a much more difficult virus to track and trace, because actually by the time you actually can detect the case, you know, it's already
moved
the
on
opportunity to spread.
Well, that's good to hear, because what you're saying is all we've got left then, in all reality, is the vaccine. That's it.
Well, there are all these other measures to reduce transmission, of course, but, you know, we can only go on so long with lockdowns, et cetera. Yeah. So, you know, it's getting that balance right. I mean, that toolkit is absolutely the same. But the vaccine, yes, I mean, we are so, we kind of now take it for granted, but, you know, it wasn't a given over a year ago that we would have such a successful and safe vaccine, and we had more than one option and a very good one in the country. So that's where the effort needs to be directed.
Good on you, David. Good to have you on the program. As always, David Murdoch, who is the infectious disease expert out of Otago Uni.